from Washington, this is VOA News. A new call for peace in the Middle East and unrest off the coast of Libya. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Egypt is urging Israelis and Palestinians to accept a permanent ceasefire and return to indirect talks in Cairo as violence continues in Gaza. The call from Egypt's foreign ministry came after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met Saturday in Cairo with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and senior officials of the Arab League. Palestinian officials say they will consider the appeal for ceasefire. Israel has not responded yet, but the two sides continued to exchange fire Saturday. 10 Palestinians were reported killed in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. One mortar shell fired from Gaza killed a 4-year-old boy in southern Israel on Friday. According to Western monitors, the Russian aid convoy that crossed into Ukraine Friday has returned to Russia. That as German Chancellor Angela Merkel arrived in Ukraine's capital, voicing renewed hopes for peace Saturday. Ms. Merkel met with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko Saturday and pledged about $660 million in German aid to help rebuild cities in eastern Ukraine, battered by months of fighting. New reports say an Islamist militia based in Libya's coastal city of Misrata claims to have seized Tripoli Airport from a rival Zintan group. A Misrata spokesman said the airport was taken Saturday after 6 weeks of battling with the powerful militia from the western mountains. If the claim is confirmed, it would mean a major defeat for the nationalist fighters who have held the airport since the 2011 fall of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. Two unidentified airstrikes hit the Islamist positions in Libya's capital the previous night, killing at least 10 fighters and wounding many others. The Islamists have accused Egypt and United Arab Emirates of the strikes. This is VOA News. At least 30 people across Iraq are dead after bombings in several locations. Saturday's violence comes a day after an assault on a Sunni mosque killed at least 60 worshippers as they attended weekly prayers. Officials say a suicide bomber rammed a vehicle into an interior ministry building in Baghdad Saturday, killing at least 8 people and wounding several others. No claim of responsibility. Separate bomb attacks by suspected al-Qaeda militants have killed a senior army officer and 3 soldiers in Yemen's restive south and east. Yemeni officials say Brigadier Ahmed Saleh Omari was killed in Aden when a bomb either in or on his car exploded. It's a tense situation in the Liberian capital after authorities quarantined 2 large suburbs there this week. The government says it's trying to stop Ebola from spreading further in Monrovia. But people stuck inside the barricaded areas say they're getting hungry and restless. A VOA reporter accompanied government officials donating food and supplies to one of the communities Friday. And Look has the story with reporting in Dolo Town by Prince Collins.
It's just 2 days into the quarantine in Dolo Town, and life is already getting difficult. Food prices are going up. A 25-kilo sack of rice that would normally sell for $25 is now $40. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has ordered no one to go in or out of Dolo Town or the West Point slum, also located outside the capital. She said the measure is intended to check the spread of Ebola in the capital. There is a holding center for suspected cases there, but no treatment center. Residents say the quarantine is not the answer. And Look, VOA News, Dakar.
Other developments related to Ebola on this Saturday, Sierra Leone has passed a measure making it illegal to harbor people with Ebola. Under the new rule, anyone found hiding an Ebola patient could face up to 2 years in jail. Sierra Leone's parliament passed the law late Friday. In the U.S. state of Missouri, Saturday, rival rallies were held in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, where tensions are easing 2 weeks after a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. Police say the teenager, 18-year-old Michael Brown, and the officer, Darren Wilson, were involved in a struggle, but most witnesses say the August 9th shooting was unprovoked. India and Pakistan have traded gunfire along their disputed Kashmir border, killing at least 4 civilians. A top official with India's paramilitary force says 2 Indian villagers in the Kashmir region were killed in what he says was unprovoked fire from Pakistan early on Saturday. More details at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.